you in peace from God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. From beautiful Hotel Candelaria in Antigua, Guatemala, my name is Sean Smith, and on behalf of myself and my beautiful wife, Damaris, hello. Welcome to Now Is the Time.
It's my privilege to welcome Stove Teams 3 and 7, 3 y 7, to the Mobile Pro Podcast booth here at Hotel Candelaria. I'm going to have the team members introduce themselves, starting with Shayna.
Shayna Duncan, Washington, Illinois.
Nathan Spore, Washington, Illinois.
Anne Spore, Washington, Illinois.
Leslie Duncan, Washington, Illinois.
Betsy Towsley, San Jose, California.
Jesse LaPierre, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida.
Dave Towsley, San Jose, California.
Sarah Towsley, San Jose, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. It's so exciting to have newbies and veterans in the same room because everyone has a different perspective, and it's just so fun, especially for me, to hear from the newbie's perspective, because I've been coming here a long time, and so it's great to hear your stories and your perspective of the mission. So I'm going to start with the newbies. So you heard a lot about this mission before you came, I would imagine, from somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Probably somebody in this room, actually. I think everybody here heard about this mission from somebody else in this room, right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, what was similar, what was different, or what surprised you? You can answer one of those three. What was the same, what you kind of expected, or what was different, or what was like, wow, I totally didn't expect that. Surprising.
I think what surprised me was how emotional I got in the first stove installation we did. And the lady of the house was so grateful and just started crying and crying. And I just started crying and crying, and we were hugging. And her gratefulness just overwhelmed me. And I think I was surprised by my own emotional reaction to what we were doing and how we were helping. I was very impacted by her.
Something that the pictures didn't capture,
right,
and the stories that Dave told. Because Dave had come here a couple of years, right?
Three
years.
This is
his third year. And he wanted you guys to come really badly, right,
yes,
sir?
After he posted it on Facebook that we're all coming.
Guess you had to come.
That's right.
But we're so happy that you did. Sarah, what was surprising to you about Guatemala? Anything?
How strong the people are.
How strong they are. What do you mean?
Do you mean that they can lift very heavy things, mm-hmm, or they can walk?
Can you give me an example of somebody that you saw that was really strong?
Somebody had a bag of donations on their head.
Huge bag on their head. Were they walking down the street?
They're walking right past the school.
Okay, right past the school in Buena Vista. Mm-hmm. And it was this giant bag, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is strong. Because you walked up some of those hills, right? Can you imagine carrying all that weight up and down those hills? I can't either. Other newbies.
I think it's cute at Vacation Bible School when you see the young brothers and sisters, and they're so little, but they'll take care of their littler siblings. And a small child carrying another small child to comfort them or help them color, or do their project, and just that bond that the siblings have for each other. They're always looking out for one another and holding hands, and it's very sweet, that bond they have.
Yeah, when you're talking about a small child, you're talking about maybe a 5 or 6 year old holding a 2 year old.
Correct.
There was a girl there today with a sling, a little girl, like a 5 year old with maybe a 1 year old that she was carrying around in a sling. It was incredible.
Yesterday there was a 3 year old carrying a 1 year old.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And they're so strong. Aren't they? They start at 3 years old carrying kids.
And we saw men carrying a big load of wood just on their back and walking up a huge hill. We saw a woman carrying a bag, and it said 50 kilograms carrying on her head.
Which is, help me with the math.
110 pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
110
pounds. That's amazing.
Up a hill. That's 7,000 feet elevation.
And we even see the grannies with the huge piles of wood on their head or, you know, various things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop when you're tired. You keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. What else, Shana? What was surprising or about what you expected?
Just how sweet the kids were and how outgoing they were. They would just come up to you and talk to you, give you a hug, handshakes.
Yeah, it is surprising because they're perfect strangers, right? How many in the U.S., how many perfect strangers are going to come up and do that to you? Probably not many. Even kids are pretty shy unless they know who you are. These kids are pretty forward, comfortable, right? And it's comfortable.
Sweet.
Sweet. That's a good word.
Especially Jasmine.
Tell me about Jasmine.
Oh, my Jasmine.
I don't know.
So adorable.
Maybe Nathan should tell you about Jasmine.
Well, why is Jasmine so adorable?
Because she's always trying to help others.
Oh.
That's right.
Nathan, tell us more about Jasmine.
Well, she would just, like, keep smiling at everyone and just coming up to everyone and kind of playing with them. And then she just wanted pictures with a lot of people, especially me.
She's always asking, can I help? Can I help? Mm-hmm. You know, picking up crayons or, you know, putting things away. She just had a very open heart. And she was little.
Like 5 or 6.
Maybe
3, 4, 5. I don't know how old she was.
Probably not more than 5.
She was little.
Of course, when you say like 3 or 4, she's still only 2 feet tall.
Yeah, she's little in stature, but you know, the first thing that she did when I first saw her was come up and give me a hug. I'm like, hello. She's just so loving, very open and very loving. Sweetheart.
Let's talk about the homes that you visited. I'm getting to the veterans here in a second, but I want to hear again from the newbies. How would you describe these homes that you've visited to people who've never come to Guatemala, who've never been to Buena Vista or Santo Tomas? How would you describe their homes?
They're all a little unique, and some are very small. I was at one home today. It was one room. There was a bed, a table, a chair, an armoire, and we put the stove in the middle of the room. And what was interesting is she kept a very clean house. She was constantly with her rag, wiping things, keeping things picked up. So it felt very homey. It was very quaint in there. And then the other home we were at, I guess I could see it. This very separate rooms of how it was actually kind of it's open, but you go to one room, it's probably their bedroom. One room was where we put the stove. Another kind of open area, they did have a sink with a hose for some, they were washing dishes. So it was very spread out, but still very open. And I guess if, when they put blankets in front, you wouldn't realize what was behind or that there was a room. But you could see that from the families, the children were getting ready for school. So we could see them going from room to room when they were getting ready. So that was interesting to see the two. They had dirt floor, and that one room that we went had a cement floor. So, but they, how resourceful their walls are. Some are thin pieces of wood. Some are the tin, newer tin or the older tin. Just use whatever they can, even the, looks like the bamboo they'll maybe use for a room separation. And
yeah, it looks like bamboo. I thought, I called it bamboo.
And I know it's not. I don't know if it's a corn stalk. Or
yeah, it is. It's a corn stalk.
Okay.
And I didn't think it was a corn stalk because they're so tall, but the corn here is super tall. Actually, the full name of Santa Tomas is Santa Tomas Milpas Altas, which means tall corn. Milpas is corn. And so, but I didn't know for years. It was 2 or 3 years, and I was calling it bamboo, and someone finally corrected me. And they're corn stalks, and they have to replace them every year because they rot, or the smoke from the cooking just burns them. And so they have to replace those. But different building materials. Resourcefulness is something that you said that comes up a lot. It's just incredibly resourceful. That surprised you too, Betsy?
It did. You know, they use whatever they have in the best way that they can. And, it's just a mindset to, I think it's a mindset to take care of what they have in the best way they can. But what was interesting to me is it's kind of a, every house is different. One house where we went had wood on the outside. Others had tin on the outside. There were different shapes and sizes, like Leslie was saying, just of different rooms. Rooms which had been used for cooking could be just totally blackened inside. And some didn't, they just kept cooking outside. And so it was kind of, for me, a cross between, more like a rural home and camping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just they created the best situation that they could with the land that they have, the space that they have, and the format that they have. So their resourcefulness is just very evident wherever you go. But I also thought there's an underlying friendliness too, that some of the ladies of the house, of the houses, were more reserved and some were more open, but everyone that we passed on the street or whatever, when we said good afternoon, there's smiles and good afternoon back, and just very, very, very friendly. So that doesn't have anything to do with the houses, but just in general, just the people and the culture. Just very endearing.
Mm. Warm.
Very warm. Very warm.
Sarah, the rooms that you visited, some of the houses that you visited, do they look different from yours?
Very different.
Very different. Can you tell me how they look different?
About the floors? Are the floors different from ours? How?
The second house we went to, the way they wanted it was like sideways instead of this way. They wanted it that way.
The stove?
Mm-hmm. And when we saw the tin roof, it was so black, you could hardly even see it.
That's the room you put the stove in, right? So that must have been the room that they were using an open fire in to cook with before they got their stove, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing how black it is? Can you imagine? Yeah, me neither. How about the walls? Do you remember seeing the walls? Can you describe them for me?
They were black, really black, too.
Were they?
Not as black as the ceiling, but they were black.
Did they have any, like, pictures or decorations on the walls? No? Did you see any furniture? No furniture either. So that's probably a little different than your house, right? Yeah. How about the kids? Have you played with any of the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Other than Jasmine? Tell me about the kids.
They're really fun. Like, when you see them, they always give you a smile.
Mm.
And every time we see a child, we give them a coloring page and crayons.
Oh, that's right. You brought some coloring pages and crayons for them, didn't you?
While we were at one of the houses, the kids actually came out and gave her a coloring page.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All drawn up.
Wow, that's sweet.
Really sweet thank you note.
We got two thank you cards yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was very touching. Mm-hmm. And one family gave us a banana. Each a banana
and
an orange, and one family gave us a bottle of water.
Oh, that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat the banana?
Yes.
That was one of the best bananas you've ever had.
It was very
good.
It's very fresh.
We live in Florida. We cannot get a banana. Like that.
Because yours all come from here.
Oh. It just kills me. Richest country in the world. Our fresh fruits and vegetables don't come close to what they taste like here. It's just amazing. Okay, veterans. So all of you, except for Jesse, invited somebody to come with you, and they came. I'm so curious, how did that make you feel? I mean, I know, Dave, you had prayed for this day for a long time. I remember, I think it was like the first night, you were like, I want Sarah and Betsy to experience this. I just want them here. And now they're here. What is that like for you?
Well, it's been amazing. And just all the emotions and everything that I got to experience that you couldn't take out of my journal. I couldn't even put the words, and people can't feel, even though I'm passionate about it, I still couldn't convey it. And then, except for the only thing that I can convey was that you have to come. And then, like Sarah said, I asked Betsy if she would consider coming. She said yes. Then I posted online that we were coming. And she was a little upset with me. For a day or two.
Rightly so.
And then her mom said, "You're going to Guatemala." Freaked out a little bit. But then she was really supportive. Then she actually donated. I think it's probably one of the only donations that we got for sponsoring.
Oh, my mom. Mm. She's very supportive.
And then she came back and said, "Is there anything else we can do?" And then I think she donated stuff as well.
Yeah, and then sent resources for, you know, socks and underwear. And she's like, "Yay, Mom, thanks, Mom, all on board."
Thanks, Mom. We all thank you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
That's great.
She has the heart for the kids.
And Leslie and Sheena are your neighbors, is that right?
We knew them from church. They, a few years ago, moved to our neighborhood. So now we are neighbors and
church
members.
Okay.
Yes.
So How does it feel? I mean, you came first by yourself, then yes. You brought Nathan, mm-hmm. and now you're friends.
Yes.
What is that like?
It's amazing because I feel I can really echo what Dave was saying, that you feel these feelings when you're here, and even though you're passionate about it, it really can't be conveyed unless the person comes here and feels it from their own perspective. And I was so overjoyed to bring Nathan last year, and when I was doing one of my many talks at our church about Guatemala, if you don't talk to the ladies club, talk to the confirmation class. Well, the last one I did last fall or something, Shana came up to me afterward, and I'll never forget the look in her face, and she said, I want to come to Guatemala. She was so excited. I don't know. I mean, it was just like the Holy Spirit. Boom. It clicked with her. So then I said, okay, you need to ask your mom. You know? And I talked a lot with Leslie about it, and, you know, we worked out, and here they are, and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to share this with them, and they are being fantastic team players, and I just couldn't be happier. Wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Bring more like that.
We're going to try.
Yeah. So great. Jesse almost weren't able to come this year, and we were so bummed, you know, because Jesse's been coming for years, and he's just such a great leader, team member, brother in Christ, fellow musician. Best song leader and actions leader, yeah, for VBS, right?
Dancer, totally, singer, yeah.
Dancer, singer,
totally.
Everything. Jesse, tell us about that challenge. And you just told me, I think last night, man, I almost didn't make it after you'd already committed to making it. And
yeah.
And not only as much what happened, but the feeling that you are here now after all that struggle and that challenge.
It's so worth it to be here right now. And when I was getting ready to leave, I was actually pretty bummed because it was a struggle to get here. And I kept telling myself, it wouldn't be valuable if I didn't have to put some effort into it. But at the same time, it was kind of last minute. It wasn't something I necessarily planned for so extensively like I had in years past. And I didn't have anything organized. I ended up like getting my passport by the grace of God the day before I got on the plane, technically 10 hours before I got on the plane.
Oh my gosh.
And there's so many things that just kind of like snowballed into, all right, that's it, I'm not going. It's not going to work out. I'm just going to let, shame we can't save the money from the flight, but at least they got the other half of it. They can use that for whatever, and I'll just go next year. But it worked out, and I was actually hoping to have somebody come with me, but it was, again, too last minute to make it work. But I'm so relieved to be able to be here because I miss my other family, That's what I feel like I have here, both with you and so many of the people we work with, but also on the sites, the Guatemalan family, and I love that bonding that happens through a Christ-like unity. And even in our team, having worked a little bit with Dave before, but now getting to be here with his whole family is so special for me. Really, because I've been wanting to come here with my sister forever.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to Guatemala before I did for several years. And then when I was like, okay, yeah, well, I'll actually go, she wasn't able to go anymore. And so we've never managed to make it happen at the same time. Yeah. But this year is extra special for me because her name's Sarah, and I have a Sarah in my group, and this is like the closest I've ever come to having my sister here. So this is so nice to to have you here, Sarah. I'm glad you make it. I'm glad your whole family can be here. I can get to know you. And oh, it's been emotional. More, I think maybe more than it has been in past years, even.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's something I wasn't preparing myself for. And this is just kind of like, all right, I'm flying by the seat of my pants, but things just keep working out.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. We're so glad that they did. I'm glad, in retrospect, you didn't tell us that the passport didn't arrive.
I didn't
know. They don't let you get on the plane to Guatemala without that passport.
That's right.
People have tried. Actually, people have not had to cancel because their passport didn't come in time. You've had two people that that happened to. So we would have been worried for you. Well, I wish I had more time to spend with each and every one of you individually. You have your work and we have our work, and we couldn't do this without you. And I wish you could do my job. Actually, you can, but anytime. Just say the word. But I'm so honored to have this time with you. To hear your stories directly, and I want you to be able to hear from me that on behalf of Dom Reese and myself, we're just so humbled and honored that you would take your precious time, your vacation time, take all of those struggles and challenges and keep plowing forward instead of giving up to come and love our brothers and sisters so deeply and so sincerely, honestly. You know, Sarah, no one can love like you can. Did you know that? Not one person can love exactly like you. And so we're so blessed to have you to come here and love our dear brothers and sisters in Christ, because you do it so well. So thank you all for coming and serving our Lord and his children here in Guatemala, and thank you for sharing your stories on the podcast.
Thank you, Sean. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
And only because it was just a God thing and we just couldn't get around it. When we went up to one of the houses today, Jesse had started singing, and he asked the lady of the house, "Do you like to sing?" And she says, "Oh, well, kind of." And then Jesse said, "Well, do you like music?" And she goes, "Oh, yes, I love music." So then I asked him to ask, "Who's your favorite artist?" And I can't remember the name.
She went through maybe like four or five different songs and people, but I just happened to pick one of the list that she gave us. It was Kent Leroy, who is, I guess, famous Christian, a Spanish Christian vocalist.
And Dom Reese knew who it was, but not until we played the song. Well, apparently she'd been looking for that CD for 20 years. And I just went on to my Apple Music and clicked play, and she just sat there with her eyes closed, leaning against her kitchen counter, just singing and just worshiping God right there. And it was so cool to just, I mean, we just set it down, hit play, and continued on the stove, but we got a chance to just look up and see. And what are the odds that, I mean, only God can orchestrate something like that. And it was just a really cool thing to just watch us bless her in a different way than we had come to expect to be there. So it was a cool thing.
And thank you, Apple.
That's right.
Who's helping us record this podcast right now, thanks to the iPhone. Dave happens to work for Apple, and he happened to have access to Apple Music on the top of a mountain in a dot in a volcano in Guatemala. It's pretty amazing, too. So, well, that's an amazing story, Dave. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. And thank all of you. Please come back. Bring others like you. There's plenty more love that needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Sean.
So that's all the time we have for now from Antigua, Guatemala. If you'd like more information about our mission, team photos, audio podcasts, blog posts, or even YouTube videos, visit our mission website at nowisthetimeformissions.com. That's nowisthetimeformissions.com. And until next time, this is Sean Smith saying Dios te bendiga, may God bless you. Vaya con Dios, go with God. Pero no inmediatamente.